Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Adrian Briley.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much and have a good day. So, this is Adrian.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm some basic information for you. I have your first name here, A-B-R-I-A-N, last name Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And I have a phone number here for you as 214-883-1589. Is that correct as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And as it pertains to the hair relaxer case, have you already found an attorney, or this would be your first time?
This would be my first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation from any other law firm, is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, and were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And after using the hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, or endometrial cancer?
Stage 1 of ovarian.
Stage 1 ovarian. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we're definitely going to try to see if we are going to be able to assist you here, okay? Now,
okay.
Can you recall when it was that you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was back in December of 2023 last year.
December.
It was like the 15th. Yeah, December 15th.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put then around December the 15th of 2023, okay?
Okay.
Who was the doctor that had diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Clay Alexander.
And you said that was Clay Alexander, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. He's a OBGYN.
Okay. Did you see him in Frisco?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me just go ahead and put in his information here. Was he the same doctor that treated you as well, or was that a separate doctor?
It was the same doctor.
The same doctor. Okay, got it. Okay, and now did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I did, at least about 7 to 8 times every other month, really.
Okay. Would you say that was 7 to 8 times a year that you were using
it? Yes.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be about 2 times, once every 10 weeks, is that right?
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
9/26/86.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. I have September 26th of 1986. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by hair relaxers or not to your knowledge?
My daughter, she was, we're still in the process of her screenings and things, but she has been found with breast cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, you know, and I was perming her hair since, you know, a little kid, so, yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, again, to the best of our knowledge, we are going to try to see if we're able to get you justice, and in the future, if we are able to expand the case to cover for those with breast cancer, we definitely want to be there for your daughter as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and was it primarily the state of Texas that you were using the hair relaxer?
Yes, it was.
When would you say that you started using it? Do you remember the year or how old you were when you started using hair relaxers?
It was about 2006. It was the beginning of 2006. It was coming into the new year, and I was trying to go for a new style, and, you know, I decided to try a relaxer, and it's just been going on from then.
Right. completely understandable. Just as an estimate then, did you want me to go ahead and put, as a rough estimate, January 1st of 2006 when you started using hair relaxers?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It was in the beginning of the week. But that's fine.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. And when would you say that you stopped using the hair relaxers?
The massage. That was December of 2023.
Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and put the same date then as December the 15th of 2023 of when you stopped?
You said December.
Yes, December 15th. Or did you want me to put a different date in December?
Yeah, it was before then because I went to the emergency room probably like on the 2nd. And because I kept having these symptoms going. So I know they did some tests on me around December the 4th. So I say, like, we can say December the 1st.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put December the 1st of last year when you stopped using it.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. So that would mean then if you had used it from 2023 and then started in 2006, that would be pretty much consecutively 17 years. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah,
okay.
That sounds about.
Okay, and for when you had actually used it, did you mostly use it at home, in a salon, or both?
It was at home.
At home, okay. Got it. And what was the main brand that you were using? Was it Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature, African Pride? Do you remember the name?
So I kind of dibbled and dabbled in just about all of them, but the last one that I remember is Nature.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and put that one in. Okay, so I do have to ask this question the way that it is, but I can also re-clarify it once I do state it, just because it is worded a bit differently. Okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
When I started using it, from the time I got diagnosed? Is that the question?
Kind of. So here, let me try to break it down just because it's a bit complex. So you started using it in the year of 2006. So what they're asking
right.
is after you were using it for, you know, regularly for at least a year, which would mean that that year would
okay.
then be 2007. So the question is, did your okay. cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after 2007?
Well, 2 or more years, yeah. If we're 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So that would be about a 16-year difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much for answering that question. Okay. And after, I know that you said that you were, you know, put into the emergency room. When they did diagnose you, what treatments did you receive? Did you have to have a full hysterectomy? Did they put you on chemo, radiation, immunotherapy?
Yeah, do a partial hysterectomy surgery, chemotherapy, and they give for my pain.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. And if you were to pinpoint a date for when your treatment started, when would you say that that date was?
Like it was like about 2 weeks after the diagnosis.
Okay.
So I would say like around the 28th, 27th. It was 28th or the 27th.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and put in for your treatment date as December 27th of 2023, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. And then it was Dr. Clay that was treating you. He was the one that recommended.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and prepare the consent forms now. For HIPAA compliance, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
thank you so much. And besides your first and last name, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
I go by first and last.
Okay, got it. And what's your social?
Can I ask, is it, or what is the social for?
This is for us to request for your medical records. So on the consent forms, that is going to be what your hospital needs so that they're able to share the records with us. But if you just prefer releasing just the last four to me, that would be okay too. But we do require at least the last four.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hello? Adrian?
Hello. Yes,
Hi.
Ma'am.
Sorry about that. You were cutting off a bit. I lost you for the last four.
I'm sorry. 1010.
Thank you so much. Okay. I already have an email here for you, which is your last name, first name at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And what's the best address for you?
Sibley Lane.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I think my phone might be cutting off a bit here. Would you be able to give me the address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 5795 Sibley Lane.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And then after Sibley Lane, what city would that be in?
The Colony.
Oh. Okay. And the zip code?
75056.
Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and input that. And is there any unit number or is it a house?
It's a house.
Okay, so I'll read that back to you. I have 5795 Sibley Lane in the Colony, Texas, 75056. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And at Dr. Quay's office, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And last thing here is I do just need an emergency contact for you. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just in case for some reason this number does get disconnected. We do like having a secondary phone number.
Okay.
And whose number would you like me to put down?
It'll be my mom's.
Okay. And what's your mother's first name?
Sheila.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it available.
225-301-2284.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I will go ahead and get these forms drafted up for us now. And if you're able to on your end, you can actually put me on the speaker if I'm not already.
Yes, you are.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I will go ahead and send this over. It'll be sent through both text and email for you. So whichever notification you see first, you can go ahead and click on that. But before I do that, I am going to confirm the information with you here. You are confirming that you are Adrian Briley at 5795 Sibley Lane in the Colony, Texas, 75056. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you
That's
are confirming
correct.
That your date of birth is September 26, 1986, with the last four social as 1010. Is that correct?
Sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. I just went ahead and sent that over. You should see it pop up on your screen. And when it pops up on your notifications, go ahead and click on it.
Okay. Just clicked on it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you see that there's a link, go ahead and click on the link, and it'll take you to the website.
Mm-hmm.
And when that website pops up, the first thing it's going to ask is if you agree to SMS messages, which is asking if it's okay. Looks like you're already in the document. Okay, so at the very top, you should see where it says start to begin.
Yep.
Okay, and then now do you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click on that and draw your signature or click select style. They'll make one for you. That's up to you. And then when you're ready, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign at the bottom left. And then just go ahead and keep tapping on. Oh, I see that you completed it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, let me just make sure everything looks good here. Perfect, and that's basically it. At this point, you should expect a phone call from the attorneys directly within the next 4 days. So that could be right before Christmas or right after Christmas when they'll call you. And normally their phone call only takes about 5 minutes. And then at that point, they're going to start and collect your medical records directly. And for any updates, they will reach out to you. But I will text you my direct number here in a second, so that if you ever have questions or want updates, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's basically it. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your cancer diagnosis as well as your daughter's, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay? Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.